Welcome back, this is Amen Science. Respatch Slice with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, advanced level, and we're aiming straight at that riser zone in drum and bass production. The mission today is simple to say, but it hits hard when you do it right. We're not making a generic noise sweep, we're building a riser that feels like it's being played by an Amen break, except the drummer is a sliced Reese. So by the end, you'll have a 4 to 8 bar riser made of micro stabs from a Reese patch, with actual jungle swing, evolving tension, and a tight little choke right before the drop. And the best part, the groove is doing the heavy lifting, not just reverb and filter automation. Alright, let's set the room up. First, tempo. If you're writing jungle, you're living around 160 to 170. If you're writing modern DNB, set it to 172 to 176. I'm going to park at 174 BPM, because it sits right in that rolling sweet spot. Now, optional but incredibly powerful. Make a reference Amen groove. Drop an Amen break into an audio track. Then right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. You can slice by transients if the sample is clean, or even by 16ths if you want it more grid-based. This isn't about using the Amen audio in the final riser, it's about stealing its timing DNA. You're basically giving yourself a blueprint for what real jungle timing feels like in this session. Next, choose your resource. You can use an existing resample, totally fine. But if you want maximum control, build it in Waveitable and then resample it. Here's a quick stock Waveitable Reese that works great for slicing. Put Waveitable on a MIDI track. Oscillator 1. A sawish basic shape. Oscillator 2. Another saw, slightly detuned. Turn on unison, somewhere between 4 and 8 voices, and push the amount pretty healthy, like 60 to 80%. Detune around 10 to 20%, just enough to make it widen and snarl. Then filter it with something like MS2 or PRD Lopez. Drive on. Cut off fairly low. Finally, give it a slow LFO wobble to the filter cutoff. Really subtle, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. The important mindset here, don't overpolish. We're going to chop it, distort it, and automate it. Perfect is actually your enemy. Now we print it. Create a new audio track and call it Reese Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm the track. Record 1 to 2 bars of the Reese playing a single note. F or G is a classic dark DNB zone, but choose whatever fits your tune's key. Then consolidate that recording. Select the region and hit Ctrl J or CMDJ. What you have now is your phrase, like a little performance. And we're about to treat it like a drum loop. Right-click that consolidated Reese clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. If the Reese has obvious movement peaks, transients can work. If it's smoother, just go straight to one slice per 16th note. If you want it super twitchy, go to 30 seconds, but I recommend starting with 16th so it stays musical. Make sure warp is on. For warp mode, Beats gives you more of that choppy, percussive cut. Tones is smoother and can hold pitch behavior better. If your slices feel too clicky or too gated, try Tones. If your slices feel too smeary and you want definition, try Beats. Now you should have a drum rack, where each pad triggers a micro slice of the Reese. This is the instrument. Now we do the science part. Programming an Amen-style slice pattern. The goal is to create the illusion of ghost notes and accents, like a break editor would, except we're using bass texture as the drums. Create a MIDI clip on the sliced Reese track, 4 bars long to start. Set your grid to 1/16. Start with anchor hits. Think like a jungle editor. Anchors plus chatter. Your anchors are the moments that make it feel intentional, especially around snare placements. In Ableton's Barbeat 16th language, aim strong hits around 1, 1.2, 2, 2.3, 3, 3.2, 4, and 4.3. That's a classic logic for forward motion. Then add ghosts right before some accents. For example, drop lighter hits at 1.1.4, 2.2.4, 3.1.4, and 4.2.4. These are the little drags and pickups that make it feel like a drummer leaning into the next hit. Now, velocity is not optional here. It's the difference between jungle swing and office stapler. Put your accents in the 105 to 127 range. Put ghosts down around 25 to 60. And here's a teacher tip. Don't just set all ghosts to the same low velocity. Make some ghosts almost disappearing, and let a couple poke through a bit. That unevenness is the humanity. Also, don't play random pads. Pick 3 to 6 neighboring slices that sound cohesive. You're building a vocabulary. If you scatter across the whole rack, it can sound like a malfunction. If you keep a tight palate, it sounds like intention. One more advanced detail that changes everything, note length. Shorten the ghost notes so they're very short, and leave accents a little longer. Even before effects, that creates a flam and drag illusion. If your drum rack slices are in beats mode, this becomes even more pronounced. Okay, the pattern exists. Now we make it feel like jungle. Open the groove pool. That's the little wave icon in the top left area. From the core library, load a swing 16 groove. Start with swing 16-65 or swing 16-67. If you want heavier shuffle later, you'll try 16-73. Drag the groove onto your MIDI clip. Now open the groove pool settings for that groove, and this is where advanced people separate themselves from I slapped swing on it. Timing. Somewhere between 70 and 95%. Start around 75 to 85 and adjust by feel. Quantize. Keep it low, like 0 to 25%. If you crank quantize, you kill the push-pull. Random. Tiny. Like 2 to 8%. Just enough to demechanize, not enough to sound drunk. Velocity. 10 to 35% so the groove can imprint its dynamic behavior. Bass. Yes, 1/16th is the default. But here's the coach move. Try bass at 1/8. Even while your notes are 16ths and 30 seconds, that gives you macro swing, like a drummer's body motion, while your micro stutters remain tight. It can instantly feel more played and less programmed. Now, committing. You don't have to commit the groove, and I actually recommend not committing until your arrangement is close. But there's a slick hybrid workflow. Duplicate your MIDI clip into two halves, bars 1 to 3. Keep the groove uncommitted so you can audition timing amounts quickly. Bar 4, the intensifier. Commit the groove. Then manually nudge 2 to 4 keynotes. Tiny moves. You're basically doing what break editors do. They keep the loop recognizable, then mess with just enough to make it dangerous. If you feel stuck staring at the grid, here's another pro workflow. Make several one-bar variations of your slice pattern, then use follow actions to generate believable evolution. Put the clip variations in session view, set follow actions to something like any or other with 1 to 2 repeats, and let Ableton remix your own ideas. Then resample the best 8 bars. It's controlled chaos, the good kind. Now we turn it into a riser. This is where we shape tension, not just loudness. On the sliced Reese track, build a chain. First, the drum rack, obviously. Then EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz with a steep slope, depending on your key and how much low energy is in the slices. If it's boxy, carve a little around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. Then auto filter, this is your main sweep. Low pass 24. Add drive, like 3 to 8 dB. Keep resonance moderate, around 0.25 to 0.45. If you crank resonance, you'll drift into EDM whistle territory. We want greedy tension, not laser tag. Add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive 2 to 8 dB. But compensate output. Teacher rule. If you get excited only because it got louder, you didn't actually improve the sound yet. If you want modern heavy flavor, add roar. Keep it controlled. Start subtle. Automate the intensity upward across the riser, but don't let it obliterate the timing detail you worked so hard for. Then hybrid reverb. Early reflections low, tail higher. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, and inside the reverb, high pass the reverb return so you don't smear mud into your low mids. And yes, put a limiter at the end as safety, especially while you're pushing distortion and reverb. Now automation. This is your riser story. Auto filter cutoff should rise from roughly 150 to 300 Hz up to somewhere between 2 and 6K Hz over 4 to 8 bars. You can decide how revealed it gets, depending on how much you want it to compete with cymbals and air. Increase saturator drive or roar amount gradually. That's tension. Reverb amount should stay low early, then bloom in the last 1 to 2 bars. And here's a big upgrade. Don't only make the reverb louder. Make it brighter. Automate the reverb high cut upward through the riser. That creates lift without turning the groove into soup. Now density. Don't just copy-paste the same bar 8 times. Start with mostly 16th hits in bars 1 and 2. In bars 3 and 4, introduce a few 30-second fills right before beat 3 or beat 4. In the final half bar, go fastest but leave space right before the drop. That empty pocket is what makes the drop hit feel like it punches through a vacuum. Let's talk pitch climb the smart way. Pitching the whole thing up can thin it out and steal weight from the moment. You have options. Option 1 is simple. Automate transpose over time, maybe from 0 up to plus 7 semitones, then hard cut at the drop. This can work, but listen to what it does to your body. Option 2 is the dirty classic, frequency shifter after distortion. Choose ring mod for metallic aggression, or frequency shift for subtler tension. Automate fine from 0 up to maybe 80 to 250 HC across the riser. Keep the mix low early and increase it as you approach the drop. It gives you that system overheating vibe without needing to lift the entire pitch floor. If you want a little extra urgency that still stays musical, you can sneak in corpus at like 5 to 15% wet. Tune to the root or the fifth. Automate decay slightly upward. It adds that metallic edge without turning into random noise. Now integrate it with drums, because in drum and bass, if it doesn't lock with the drums, it doesn't matter how cool it is solo. Put your riser against your actual kick and snare pattern. Then sidechain it. Add a compressor on the riser track. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transients can breathe a bit. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then a pro arrangement move. Automate the compressor threshold down slightly over time so the pump gets stronger as the riser gets closer to the drop. That evolving urgency feels amazing when it's subtle.